This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Egypt has agreed to send aid trucks through an Israeli crossing to Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reporting.
It's unclear if they will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in the southern city of Rafah. The UN and other aid agencies say that Israel's offensive in Rafah has made the entry of food and other supplies difficult. The International Court of Justice ordered Israel to halt their plans, though they are unlikely to comply. Meanwhile, Israel's army said that they've recovered the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7 from Gaza. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials, trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage release. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Police and protesters clash in Israel over the hostages, VOA's Alexis Strop explains.
Scuffles between Israeli police and protesters have erupted in Tel Aviv after thousands gather to demonstrate against the government and demand that it bring back the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. Some of the protesters carried photos of the female soldiers who appeared in a video earlier in the week, showing them soon after they were abducted during the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7th. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The military junta controlling and ruling Burkina Faso announced a five-year extension to its transition term after national consultations in the capital. On Saturday, civil society representatives, the security and defense forces and lawmakers and the transitional assembly participated in a conference to discuss a path to civilian rule. The president of the transitional government who seized power in September 2022, accused the elected government of failing to end Burkina Faso's security challenges. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says that the forces have secured combat control of areas where Russian troops entered Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region earlier in the month. Zelensky's comments on Friday evening appeared to be at odds with those made by Russian officials. Russian state news agency TASS reported that a member of Russia's lower house of parliament said that Russian forces now controlled more than half of Avchansk. The town is about 3 miles or 5 kilometers inside the border. Russia's Kharkiv push appears to be a coordinated new offensive that includes testing Ukrainian defenses in a Donetsk region further south. Local officials said that 2 people were killed Saturday in an aerial attack. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa promised Saturday to do more on issues including jobs and state welfare as he campaigned for elections next week that polls suggest could loosen the African nation Congress' 30-year grip on power.
Our people everywhere have reminded us of how we have walked this journey together in the last 30 years to build South Africa.
Political parties are holding rallies in the final weekend before the national and provincial elections, which Ramaphosa called one of the most important in the country's history. Prosecutors in the classified documents case against Donald Trump are pushing to curtail potentially threatening comments by the former president. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Federal prosecutors have asked the judge overseeing the classified documents case against Donald Trump to bar the former president from public statements that pose a significant, imminent, and foreseeable danger to law enforcement agents participating in the prosecution. The request follows false claims earlier in the week by Trump. He said FBI agents who searched his home in August 2022 were authorized to shoot him and were locked and loaded, ready to take him out and put his family in danger. Prosecutors say agents operated under routine search policy, did not use force, and that the search was conducted in coordination with the Secret Service while he was away. Norman Hall, Washington.
A Chilean judge has ordered a volunteer firefighter and former forestry official detained for allegedly planning and causing a mammoth forest fire that caused 137 deaths and made 16,000 people homeless in February. Court ruled Saturday that the two men can be held for 180 days while they're being investigated. Chief prosecutor in the case says the main suspect is Francisco Madaka, a 22-year-old volunteer firefighter who's accused of physically starting the fire. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.